Hello, everyone, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This segment of The Bruce Salen Show is sponsored by Shelly's Stereo, my home theater home, my stereo and audiovisual one-stop shop, and I hope yours. Reach them at shellystereo.com or 818-716-8500, 818-716-8500, and tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Salen sent you there. You are welcome to email me questions at any time to bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Shelly Stereo. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. You can tweet me during shows. I'm a multitasker. And if you haven't already, please follow my Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View. I am hoping to hit 3,000 likes in the next few days, which is really incredible. We have members and fans and likes, whatever you want to call them on Facebook, from literally all over the world. We still have two sponsor slots open for our show. And ideally, I'm looking for an insurance company and a law firm to join our sponsor team. And that way, the insurance company could join me for family insurance matters once a month, and the family legal matters could be done by the law firm. If you feel your company or firm would fit with our show's demographic of families and their needs, we'd love to hear from you. You must have someone that can speak moderately intelligibly if you want to appear on air with me, but we can make that work if you want to hard enough. If you believe you're such a match, contact the station at 805-564-1290 or contact me at my website, brucesalen.com, or bruce@brucesalen.com for email. My shows are now available for download on iTunes for free. You just go to the iTunes store, go to podcasts, and search for The Bruce Salen Show. You can always listen to my show anytime, anywhere in the world, on my website. Just go to the radio show tab at brucesalen.com. I have an update on our adopted school in Ghana. Two more readers, or listeners, I'm not sure which, sent boxes of books to them. Tara in Solvang and Sandra L., also, I believe, from Solvang. Haven't heard from you guys directly, but I want to thank you from me and the Africa Zebras for your generosity. Before we get to today's topic, I want to introduce my special in-studio guest, my cousin Sandy Jacquard. Hello and welcome to my show, Sandy.
Bonjour, mon cher cousin.
What was that?
Bonjour, mon cher cousin.
No, Sandy, how many years have I had to tell you I don't speak French?
Oh, I keep forgetting, Bruce.
Okay, I know. Is that one of those things that happens with age?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You forget lots of things.
Well, I have to say, joking about age notwithstanding, Sandy is, to me, our family historian. He has often provided me with flow charts and detailed genealogy charts of who is who, because I never seem to remember how everybody is related. For that matter, I'm not completely sure how I'm related to him, but I think I am. Either that or I found him at a homeless shelter. I'm not quite sure which. But there is a story that Sandy has shared with me over the years that I never can hear enough of. I adore it, and it's because it's about my mom, who died just 3 years ago. And before we get to our topic, I would love you to share that wonderful story about my mom, June Salen.
All right, the story starts over 80 years ago because it goes back to my very earliest days, and I'm 80 years old. And it has to do with a picture which I have seen on the walls of our house ever since, as far back as I remember.
Your house where?
In Romania, that's where I was born, and that's where your grandfather came from, because that's how related, but we're not going to go into that now.
I thought we came from the Mayflower.
Maybe. Anyway, the picture was on the wall. It was a picture of a beautiful young teenager with long hair who was smiling, and it was a picture really that your father sent to his brother in Romania to show his daughter, who was your mother, to show his daughter.
You don't mean my father, you mean my grandfather.
I mean your grandfather. I'm sorry. I'm skipping generations. That's another thing you forget when you get old. You skip generations. So the picture was sent by your grandfather to his brother, who was my father, to show off his daughter, who was your mother, June, who had just won a beauty contest as a teenager.
How old was she at the time?
She must have been about 14. And it's a beautiful picture, and I loved it. I've loved it all along. It seems that when I was 4 years old, my family came to America for a short trip, and I wanted to see this beautiful girl that I had been in love with all my life, and she did not have long hair, so I threw a tantrum. But the picture is still there, and I look at it every day, and I think of June with great love every day.
That's, I, like I said, I can't get enough of that story. Thank you for sharing it. I have one of those original pictures, which I believe was a black and white picture that was actually hand-colored the way they often did them, in a really old frame, and it's prominently displayed in our new home, which she just visited today.
Yes.
And came up with me for the drive to Santa Barbara. Well, thank you for sharing that story. It's great to have you with me. And Sandy will be sitting next to me and maybe nudging me under the table every now and then. Okay. But for now, he's just going to be good company, and I'm glad to have you with me, Sandy. Today's topic, as usual, is based on my weekly column, A Dad's Point of View, which you can find in over 100 websites and newspapers around the world, as well as my home paper, the Santa Barbara News Press. This column is called Respect, Find Out What It Means to Me. And you will probably recognize those lyrics from the famous Otis Redding song that Aretha Franklin made even more popular with her incredible version of it, which we will be highlighting throughout the show. Respect. It is something in my belief, in which I wrote in this column, that is maybe going away in relations between parents and children, in the same way that shame no longer seems to be a societal governor on behavior. And that's what the column was about, and that's what we will be talking about with our guests today. Wayne Levine, my usual guest for the men's room, is actually beginning his men's retreat this weekend up here in the Santa Barbara area. So he will not be joining us, and I'm sorry to say, but I am happy to say that he will be replaced by Pastor Drew Sams, who will be joining us for both the men's room and teen rap. Back to the subject at hand, respect. I think it's like a lot of things that we don't realize about raising kids. They won't just get and have good manners. They won't just get and have talents that we may have. They need to be taught. And respect is something that is a parental obligation, in my opinion, to teach and to some degree demand from our children. In the same vein, I believe completely that we owe our kids respect. At certain ages, that may mean privacy. That may mean not listening in on a phone call. That may mean just staying out of their room and letting them keep it a mess. That's something you can debate with me about, and my wife and I have struggled with that issue of messiness in the home, which, by the way, as an aside, in talking to a therapist the other day, I was told by this therapist that the number one problem in most marriages is not what I thought it was. I always thought the top three problems in most marriages were money, sex, and the kids. She claims the current number one problem in most marriages is house cleaning. And I must say, it is the number one problem in my home, though we are reaching accommodations and compromises every new day. And I'm glad to say that my wife actually keeps a gloriously clean home, just maybe a little cleaner than me and the boys care for. Back to respect. Letting kids get away without giving you respect is teaching them not to give others respect. And that is therefore implicitly condoning it. So, as with so many other things, if they are not taught in the home, they won't be doing it out in the world. They will not treat bosses with respect. They will talk back to teachers. This is not what we want our kids to do. So I believe it is a very important aspect of parenting. And in a religious household, you can just point to the fifth commandment, honor thy mother and father, as at least source material for requiring and demanding that respect. As we're almost out of time for this segment, I want to thank again Shelley Stereo for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. Shelley's is my home theater home, my stereo and audiovisual one-stop shop, and I hope yours. You can reach them at shelleysstereo.com or at 818-716-8500. Tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Allen sent you. It is time for that proverbial break with the men's room and Pastor Drew coming up next. Our next segment is The Men's Room. This is Bruce Allen of A Dad's Point of View. Well, we'll be right back.